Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your caring hands upon our lives. Thank you for how you have been helping us. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us victories. Thank you, Lord, for taking good care of us, for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your guidance and direction. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us your ways. Thank you for enlightening us by your truth so that we can be wise and we can do what is right in your sight. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for answers to prayers since when we started to pray on this platform. We have recorded mighty miracles. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for how you have blessed us. Thank you for changing our lives to the way you want it. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your covenant with us in this ministry, that whenever we pray, you will always answer. We thank you for this covenant because it will work for us again tonight. Because tonight you will bless us again. Tonight you will heal. Tonight you will deliver. Tonight you will set us free from captivities of darkness. Thank you, Lord, because we shall see your mighty hand and we shall be comforted. We shall receive your touch and we shall be transformed. Thank you for your presence with us, even right now. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. I hand over this session to you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit take over this prayer session. Help us to pray according to your will, for we don't know how to pray. We don't even know what to pray about. But by your Spirit, we can pray successfully, powerfully, and victoriously. Father, lead us by your Spirit, both myself and every other person that will be praying with me at this moment. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill every one of us, and let us be able to pray by the utterances of the Holy Ghost. Let us be able to pray by the energy and strength of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into the prayers. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, oh Lord, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How wonderful, how wonderful is your name, oh Lord. How wonderful, how wonderful is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord, how wonderful is your name, how wonderful is your name, how wonderful is your name, oh Lord, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name, how wonderful is your name, oh Lord, we cannot do without you, we cannot do without you, we cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, oh Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you, oh Lord, do something new, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life, oh Lord, do something new in my life, oh, something glorious in my life, something new in my life, oh Lord. All I have is you, in heaven and earth. All I have is you. All I have is you, Lord. All I have is you, in heaven and earth. All I have is you, Jesus, Jesus. All I have is you. Jesus, all I have is you, all I have is you. Now sing it, if all that you have is him. All I have is you, in heaven and earth. All I have is you, all I have is you, Lord. All I have is you, in heaven and earth. All I have is you, Jesus, Jesus. All I have is you, Jesus. Yes, Father. All I have is you, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. All I have is you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. All I have is you. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Yes, Lord. All I have needed, I yet have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, I belong to you. Sing it with me. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, Lord, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again. Over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my God. You have all my heart, and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died.
died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. Yes, Lord, you took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really wanna worship you, my God. You have all my heart and I am yours. Forever and ever I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. So we lift our voices to you in adoration. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to worship him with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your soul, from the depths of your heart. Worship your Father, worship your Maker, worship your Creator, your God, the King of Glory. Begin to worship him with your words, with your voice, with your songs. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the great God, the Almighty God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, the Father of the fatherless, the Helper of the helpless. Ancient of Days, we worship you. Miracle Worker, we bless your name. King of the Universe, we praise you. Lord of Hosts, we exalt you. Who is like unto thee, O God? Who can be like you? None. Who can sit on your throne? None. You are the Holy God, Almighty God. We worship you, King of Glory. We bless your name. Your power rules over all. Your dominion prevails over all. Your strength destroys all your enemies. Father, we worship you. Great is your name. For by your name we have received answers to prayers. By your name sicknesses run. By your name demons run out of fear. Through your name, doors have opened unto us. By your name, we have been helped. We have been strengthened. We have been revived. Father, we celebrate your name. We praise your name. We worship your majesty. Your power and authority is enough for us. For all power has been given unto you. Powers of darkness, they bow and tremble before the manifestation of your power. Kingdoms and thrones of darkness, they tremble before the presence of your power. O God of Israel, we worship you. We praise you, for you are a terrible God. You are a consuming fire. You destroys your enemy and you don't stop until they are utterly wasted. That is who you are. Who can fight you and win? No one. We praise you, Lord. You stand to defend us and all our enemies, they bow. You stand to defend us and all our enemies, they are put to shame. Lord, we worship you. Who else can defend us as you do? Who else can help us as you do? Who else can save as you do? Who else can heal as you do? Who else can deliver as you do? You are the Most High God. You are the Almighty God. El Shaddai, that is your name. You are self-sufficient. You don't need anyone's help. You don't need anyone's advice. Who can give you counsel? Who can tell you what to do and how to do them? No one. You are self-sufficient and you are all-sufficient, God. You lack nothing, for the fullness of all things dwell in you. We worship you, O God of heaven and the earth. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. King of Israel, be glorified forever. For your throne is highly exalted, far above the heavens, far above thrones, far above the highest mountain. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your strength. Thank you, Lord, for your light. Thank you for revelations. Thank you for instructions. Thank you for directions. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for caring for us. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. You know, as the Bible as written, the Bible said we should come before the Lord with thanksgiving. So we should enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praises. Yeah. So you should learn whenever you are also praying in your prayer closet, learn to approach God with thanksgiving and with praises. Don't just jump into prayer points. Yeah. The Bible says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts, meaning that you enter his rooms. You enter God's room where he's living. You enter with praise. So that is why we always start, I just feel like saying this, that is why we always start this every prayer session with thanksgiving, with songs of thanks and praises. Because that is how to welcome God, and that is how to enter into the realms of God. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to take a Thanksgiving prayer. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you can spend 1 hour. It's because I'm trying to minimize the time. As a matter of fact, you can spend, it is not too much to spend 1 hour, 2 hours just thanking God and praising him. In fact, 2 hours is small. I learned of a woman of God who was praising God and thanking God from evening to till the next day. I mean, till the morning of the next day. She was just thanking God and praising God from the night till the breaking of the next day. And that alone is enough. You don't even need any prayer point. When you praise God to a point, you get quick victories. Victories that might take 2 months of fasting and prayer. You can get it within, you know, maybe 1 hour of praises, of praising God and worshiping Him. Yeah, I believe what I'm saying is a word to someone among you. Yeah, because I'm supposed to have gone into the prayer point. So I believe God is speaking to someone among you that learn to do a lot of praises and thanks and worship before you go into prayer point. If possible, do it for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Yeah. And as you do that, you will see the hand of God in a powerful way. Amen. Yeah. So we're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being my Father. Yeah. You can say, Father, thank you for being my Father. Thank you for watching over my life. Just as fathers, earthly fathers, watches over their children. You are watching over my life. You are taking good care of me. You are blessing me. You are helping me. You are defending me. Just like an earthly father would defend his child. Say, Father, thank you for being my Father. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for being my Father. I thank you for watching over my soul. Thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for keeping me in perfect peace. Thank you for keeping me in victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me strength when I was weak. Thank you for feeding me when I was hungry. Even when I was hungry spiritually, when I was spiritual food, and even when I was hungry physically, you gave me physical food because you are my Father. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for being my Father. Thank you for being my Father. King of Israel, thank you for watching over my soul. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for fighting for me. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for strengthening me when I was too weak to move on. Thank you, Father. I don't know if you can feel that companionship of a father, that fellowship of a father. If you can feel it with God, just as you could have felt it with your earthly father, I don't know if you can feel that connection of a father. I don't know if you can feel the same with God, for He is your Father. Thank you, Lord, for being my Father. Thank you, King of Israel, for being my Father. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Just pray. Even if you can't feel it, pray. Because that is the truth. That's the word of God. He is your Father. The Almighty God is your Father. Say, Lord, thank you for being my Father. Thank you for giving me fatherly key. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, have you ever found yourself in a state of hopelessness? Have you ever found yourself in a state of confusion? And you don't know how to move on. You don't know what to do. You don't know what is the next thing to become in life. You don't know what is the next thing to do with your life. Have you ever found yourself in such a moment? If yes, how do did you manage such moments? How did you overcome? How did you heal? Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, but the only way I know you can heal when you feel depressed, when you feel heartbroken, is to run to your father, is to talk to your father, is to go to your father. There are many Christians are failing in that husband. They don't know how to turn to the father, how to talk to the father, how to trust him, how to resolve into prayer when it looks like the road is difficult, the journey is difficult. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to remember to turn to you, to run to you when the journey becomes tough, when the issues of life become so hard. Say, Father, help me to remember to run to you, not to run away from you, because that is what many Christians do when they are under attack and the devil is attacking them with confusion, with depression, with hopelessness, with troubles, with all forms of predicament. They run from God. They don't run to God. So you're going to say, Father, help me to remember to run to you. Help me to remember to come to you when the journey of life becomes tough and difficult. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. Help me not to allow the issues of life take me away from you. Help me not to allow the issues of life take you away from me. So, Lord, help me to remember that I have a Father who cares. Help me to remember that I have a Father who is faithful. Help me to remember that I have a Father who loves me so much. Help me to remember that I have a Father who is too powerful. Help me to remember that I have a Father who knows my hand before I existed. Oh God, help me to remember that you are in the same journey with me. Help me to remember that you are with me. Help me to remember that you are in the same darkness with me. You are in the same hardship with me. You are in the same journey with me. Help me, Father, to remember. Help me, Father, to remember. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me. So when your heart is burdened with so many stuffs, you are thinking about so many things, even things you don't understand, and even those ones you can't just explain or you can't just discern what is going on or what is happening to you, or where that situation will end. even in those moments, the word of God is saying, come unto me. Come with those load on your heart. And God is saying, I will give you rest. I will help you. I will help you. You're going to pray. If you don't trust him, you will not come to him. Yeah, the reason why some people are not part of this prayer session right now is because they are heavy laden, according to that scripture. It's because there's a heavy load the enemy has placed on their souls, on their minds, and they can't come to the place of prayer. So if you cannot trust God, if you can't trust your Father, you won't be able to come to him in times of troubles. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust you enough to run, to bring my troubles to you. Yeah, the Bible says, cast your cares upon him. Cast your cares upon Jesus, for Jesus cares for you. Say, Father, help me to trust you enough to bring my troubles to you, to bring my problems to you, to bring my confusion, my depression to you, to bring my fears to you, because I know you will offload them. You will take them away from my life. So Lord, help me to trust you enough to come to you with an open heart, with a sincere heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lishe hati andesasa. Gliando shimakadata. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, help me to trust you enough to bring all my troubles to you. Help me to trust you enough to bring all my problems to you. Because I know I will not go back the same. So Lord, help me to believe you enough. It is lack of faith and trust in God that many Christians are still suffering today. It's not as if they are not praying. It's not because they are not fasting. It's because they have not trusted God enough. They have not believed God enough. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me to trust you enough. The Bible says that don't be anxious for nothing. The Bible says, don't get anxious over anything. Don't get worried over anything. The Bible says, take everything to God in prayer. That is what the Bible says. So when you are broke, you don't have money, take it to God in prayer. When you are in pains, take it to God in prayer. Anything that happens to you, take it to God in prayer. That is what the Bible says. Say, Lord, help me to trust you enough to bring all my cares and issues and troubles and problems and pains and sorrow, to bring all of them to you in prayer. And not to think on them to the point that I start going deep into darkness. Help me not to be anxious. Help me not to be worried. Help me to trust you enough. Do you really trust him? Then tell him to help you. Do you really trust him enough? Tell him to help you. Talk to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the Holy Spirit is telling me that some of you have lost faith in God because you prayed about an issue some time ago and then nothing happened. You trusted God for something some time ago, and then no results, no miracle, no answers. And then you lost faith in God specifically on that issue. You stop believing and trusting God on that issue because when you trusted God, there was no answer. The Lord is telling you now to repent. The Lord is asking me to tell you to repent and come back to trust Him again. Because if you had continued to trust Him, it's possible that you would have gotten the miracle. It's very possible. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I repent. I repent from withdrawing my trust in you because of delayed answers to prayers. So, Lord, I repent from losing faith in you because I did not get what I wanted. So, Lord, I repent. Visit me. Help me. Visit me. Help me. Begin to pray like that. That's the prayer point. So, Lord, I repent from stopping to believe you because I did not get what I wanted, because I did not get what I asked for. So, Lord, I repent of withdrawing my trust from you because I did not get answers to my prayers. So, Lord, I repent. Visit me now. Help me. In the name of Jesus, visit me. Help me, Father. Say, I repent. Talk to him like that. Say, Father, I will believe you again. Say, Father, I will depend on you again. Say, Father, I will trust you again. Help me. Help me. Help me. Say, Lord, I will trust you again. I will believe you again. Thank you, Lord. Help me. Say, I repent from withdrawing my faith and trust in you because I did not see the miracle. Say, Father, I will believe again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Another thing that is very important is your spiritual eyes. What you see, you know what you see in the spirit usually encourage your trust how will I put the English? The divine revelations usually encourage you to trust God more. Divine enlightenment. When your eyes is opened. When your spiritual eyes is opened, it will encourage you to trust God more. Because you will not be walking by physical sight. You will not be walking and living by sense knowledge. You'll be walking by spiritual sight. What your inner eyes is seeing, that will be controlling your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, anoint the highs of my spirit with fire. And let my eyes be opened to see into the realities of your kingdom. Say, Father, anoint the eyes of my spirit. Anoint the eyes of my soul with fire. Open my eyes to see into the realities of your kingdom, into the realities of you, into the realities of your word. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Talk to God. Say, Lord, anoint my eyes with fire. Anoint the eyes of my soul with fire. Anoint the eyes of my spirit with fire to see deep into heaven, to see deep into the mysteries of God, to see deep into the mysteries of the kingdom of God, to see deep into the mysteries of my own life. Yeah, there are mysteries in the lives of many Christians. There are things about them they don't even understand. There are certain things about you that up to now you don't know them yet. Except God open your eyes, you will still not know them, even till you die. That is how important to be enlightened. That is how important to have your spiritual eyes opened. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, anoint the eyes of my soul. Anoint the eyes of my spirit to see into the mysteries of your kingdom. To see into the mysteries of you. Thank you, Lord. To see into the mysteries of my life, into the mysteries of my life. Say, Father, anoint my eyes with fire to see and understand the mysteries that surrounds my life, the mysteries that surrounds my calling, the mysteries that surrounds my destiny, the mysteries that surrounds my spiritual identity. Say, Lord, anoint my eyes with fire to see the mysteries that surrounds my destiny so that I can fulfill destiny. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, anoint my eyes. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that the hand of God shall come upon you, and the eyes of your spirit man, the eyes of your spirit man will be enlightened and opened to see into the realities of God and of His will for your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, even into the mysteries of God in your life, the mysteries of God concerning your life, career, calling, and destiny. Let the hand of God open up your spirit to see them all, to know them all, to understand them all now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Yeah, just like I said, what you see would determine how much you will believe God. What you see on what you have set before your eyes will determine how much you will trust God. Yeah, some people, they are seeing, all they are seeing is what the devil is doing. All they are seeing is what people are saying. All they are seeing is what is happening around them. Yeah, they are not seeing what God is doing. They are not seeing what God is saying. They are not seeing into the, you know, into the greatness of God. They are not seeing into who God is, how powerful He is. So what you see will determine how much you will believe and trust God. For instance, somebody like me now, I don't need anyone to encourage me to believe God because of what I have seen. Yeah, of course, I still sometimes I need some encouragement. Yeah, but not that without those encouragement from people, I will stop believing and trusting God. Yeah, I have seen so much in God that it is too impossible for me to lose faith in God. I mean, it is too impossible because of how much I have seen and known in God. So the same thing with you. That is why we usually lay more emphasis. Even the Bible study class we are doing now is all about building a strong relationship with God. But many of you will not listen to those Bible study audios. So we lay more emphasis on your personal walk with God. It will help you so much. So you're going to pray. What have you surrounded your life with? Have you surrounded your life with people that are always showing you impossibilities? They're always telling you this one cannot work, that one cannot work. You can't succeed except you commit sin. You can't move forward except you do contrary to the will of God. Have you surrounded your life with some people that are not showing you the mind of God, telling you the mind of God, encouraging you in the word of God or by the word of God? You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined to remove from my eyes everything that does not encourage me to believe and trust you. Yeah, even relationships. There's some relationships you don't need if you want to go far in life. You don't need some relationships if you want to succeed in life. You don't need some friendships. Say, Father, help me to be disciplined, to remove from my life, to remove before my eyes everything and everyone that does not encourage me to believe you, that does not encourage me to trust you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. He has said the Qatar. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. So Lord, help me. Even what you watch on the internet, what do you watch on your mobile phones? What do you watch on Facebook? What do you see? What are you seeing? Talk to God. So Lord, help me to get rid of everything that is not encouraging me to trust you. Thank you, Lord. That is not encouraging me to believe you. Help me to get rid of them. Help help me to get rid of them from my eyes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there was a time some few years ago that I was talking to God. I said, God, your people said they want to hear your voice. Yeah, because I think prior to that time, I did a teaching, and the people were so eager. They were asking me how I want to hear God's voice. How can I hear God's voice? Yeah, so I was concerned, and I went to God in prayer. I said, your people said they want to hear your voice. I said, how? I said, how would they hear your voice? Yeah, and then the Lord said, tell them to stop hearing the wrong voices. So, you know, the Lord said the first thing they have to do, there are many other things they have to do. Yeah, but he said the first thing they have to do is let them shut their ears on wrong voices. Let them stop hearing wrong voices. You know, the eyes is the gate. It's one of the powerful gates to the soul. Just as your ears. Yeah, your ears, your eyes, those two, they are one of the powerful portals to your soul. So what you see, what you hear, will determine if you will continue to trust God for a long time. If I look at your life, and I study your life, and I check what you hear almost every day, what you listen to, and I check what you see, what you view, next 5 years you will still be a Christian, or you will no longer be a Christian. If I carefully look at what you see now, you know, what you focus your eyes on almost all the time, what you watch, what you view, what you listen to, what you hear. If I carefully study those things, I can tell you without prophesying, I can tell you if in the next 5 years you will still be a Christian or not. I can tell you if you will still continue to trust God in the next 5 years or not. So what you see and hear is very powerful to determine if you will continue with God to the end. So it's very important that you watch these things. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, help me to shut my ears and eyes against everything and everyone that will turn my soul against you. So Lord, help me to shut my ears and eyes against everything and everyone that will turn my soul against you, that will corrupt my soul with fear, with doubt, with unbelief, with unrighteousness, with disobedience. I'll begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me, help me, help me to shut my ears and eyes against every information, against every picture, against every video, against every news, against every personality, against every word that is meant to corrupt my soul, that is meant to take away my faith and trust in you. Lord, help me to shut them down. Whatever does not glorify you, help help me to shut them down in my life. Thank you, Lord. Whatever does not glorify you, whatever does not glorify your word, whatever does not glorify your will, help me to shut my eyes against them. Whatever does not promote spirituality, whatever does not promote divinity in my life, Lord, help me to shut my eyes against them. Help me to shut my ears against them. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if you're passionate about that prayer. Your phone, your mobile phone can lead you out of God's kingdom forever. It depends on what do you watch, what do you listen to. So Lord, help me. Help me. Thank you, Father. Help me to shut down every channel feeding my eyes and ears with wrong information. Feeding my eyes and ears with information that does not agree with the word of God. So Lord, help me to shut down every channel feeding my eyes and ears with information and words and ideas that does not glorify God, that does not glorify the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You know, just like I said, that your eyes and ears, they are powerful gates to your soul. Yeah, and if you will continue to depend on God and to trust God, you must watch what you see and what you hear. Yeah, so now you're going to pray like this. And one thing I have discovered is that inside thick darkness is a great light. Inside problems, unpleasant situations, inside thick darkness are great light. Because the Bible says that for God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, is your God. So meaning that there had been light inside darkness before God said, let there be light. Yeah. Meaning that in the depths of darkness, there is a great light there. Yeah. But heaven is looking for people who, when they see the darkness, they will not look at the darkness, but they will look at the light in the darkness. It took me time to understand that. Yeah, and that is why the way I see situations is not the way many other people see it. I don't see situations as they appear. I see situations from a deeper level. And I want you to be like that also. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, put upon me an anointing to see your great light inside every darkness that confronts me. So Lord, put upon me an anointing that sees light in the midst of thick darkness. An anointing that sees solutions in the midst of terrible problems. Lord, put upon me such anointing to see what you are doing in the midst of what the devil is doing. Open your mouth and pray like that. Lord, the grace, the anointing to see to see your great light inside the darkness that confronts me on daily basis. So Lord, put on me, clothe me with such anointing, clothe me with such mantle, with such power, with such grace to see your light in the midst of the darkness that appears to me on daily basis. Talk to God like that. So help me to see what you are doing in the midst of situations devil has created around me. Believe me, God is always working. In the head, God is working. Jesus said, my Father is always working. Yeah. And he said, me too, I am working. Because my Father is always working. He said, I do whatever I see the Father do. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to be able to see what you are doing in the midst of negative situations. When it looks like everything has fallen apart. When it looks like there is no more hope. When it looks like everything has failed. Lord, help me to see what you are doing in such situations. Put on me the anointing, the grace, the power to uncover your light in the midst of deep darkness, in the midst of thick darkness. Say, Lord, put upon me such anointing. Not to see situations as they appear, to see, but to see what you have done and what you are doing in the midst of those situations. I don't know if you get this prayer. I don't know if you understand what we are saying. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. In the midst of pains, is healing. I know what I'm saying. I've gone through all these things. In the midst of scarcity, is surplus. In the midst of sorrow, is great joy. In the midst of impossibilities, is, you know, are great possibilities. Only if you can see. Only if you can see. Elijah told Elisha, he said, what you have asked me is so difficult to do for you. But he said, if you can see me while I am being taken away from you, he said, your request shall be granted. The Bible says in John chapter 3, yeah, that if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And then the Bible went further to say that except you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter. That means for you to enter the kingdom of God, you have to see it first. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to see your light in the midst of thick darkness in the earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, the way God has taught me, the way God has trained me, has helped me a lot to overcome storms and trials, to survive in very hard situations. I mean, very harsh situations. Yeah. And what is it that the Lord has taught me and trained me? The Lord has taught me to see beyond the situations. Yeah. And that is why I seek for his voice. In the midst of situations, I go to God and say, God, what are you saying about this situation? Yeah. I don't look at what the situation is saying. Yeah, because let's say doctor diagnoses you of an incurable disease. That disease is going to be telling you that you're going to die. You're going to die. You're about to die. Or maybe you have to make a certain payment. Otherwise, you will lose some benefits. Or you'll be publicly disgraced. Now, the situation will be telling you that if you don't make this payment, you're going to be disgraced. You're going to be put to shame. Yeah, but I have learned not to look and not to listen to what the situation is telling me. I have learned to go to God and say, God, what are you saying about this situation? I don't know if you are like that, if you are like me in that capacity. I don't know if you are the type of person that will go to God and say, God, what are you saying? Now, the reason why I always go to God to ask what he is saying is because everything he says will always produce a way out. Everything he tells me always produces a way out. Sometimes it doesn't go the way I want, but there will always be a way out. Why? Because God spoke, and I believe. So you're going to pray. David have that same attitude. He will always go to God and say, God, what are you saying? How many Christians are doing that? How many Christians will go to God and say, God, what are you saying about this situation? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always seek for your voice. Help me to always seek for your instructions concerning every situation I find myself. Yeah, prophet, God can speak to every of his children. He has the best way to communicate with every of his children. If you are God's children, God has ways to speak to you. Even if he doesn't speak to you directly, he can use many things to speak to you. He can use the Bible to speak to you. He can use dreams, visions to speak to you. He can use prayer sessions like this to speak to you. Maybe I will just be praying and then God will just tell me your case. And I'll just mention about your case and mention about what you should do. So God can use many things to speak to you. So you don't need to say, I don't know how to hear God's voice. I don't even know how he's going to speak to me. You just pray first. Pray first. Say, God, what are you saying? Then leave God to respond. I mean, leave God to decide how he will respond to that prayer. But you just pray first. Seek him first. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me. Thank you, Lord. Say, help me to always seek your voice. To always seek for your instruction. To always seek for your revelation. In every situation I find myself. Say, Lord, help me to always seek for your will, to always seek for what is it you are saying concerning my present life and situation. Open your mouth and pray like that. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. I don't know if you're passionate about this prayer. I am so passionate about it. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. I mean, I'm passionate about this prayer for you. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to always come to you for direction. Say, Lord, help me to always come to you for instructions. Say, Lord, help me to always come to you to hear your voice. Help me to always come to you to receive answers, to receive revelations, to receive inspiration, to receive insights. So Lord, help me to always come to you. Help me to learn, to seek you, to seek what you are saying in every situation I find myself. Thank you, Lord. So Lord, help me to learn to seek for what you are saying concerning whatever I am passing through. So Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, I said in my personal walk with God, I have realized that everything God tells me concerning my situation always produce a way out. Sometimes it might take some time, but they always produce a way out. I mean, me believing the word of God that comes to me at that time always produce way out. Yeah, but you know the problem of some Christians, despite the fact that God spoke to them concerning the situations they found themselves, they still refuse to believe. Yeah. There are some people who have told me that God have used your teachings to speak to me. Yeah, and I believed, and my life was transformed. So it is a thing for God to speak to you. It's another thing for you to believe what he has said and hold on to it without doubt, without fear, without trying to analyze it scientifically, how what God said will come to pass. Yeah, so you need a heart that believes everything God says. Yeah, and the reason why some people don't hear from God again is because every time, everything God has told them in the past, they did not believe and they did not obey. So God stopped speaking to them. He stopped leading them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart. Give me a heart that believes everything you tell me concerning my present situation and concerning situations that will come my way. So Lord, give me a heart that believes and obey, a heart that believes and follow, a heart that believes and cherish your instruction concerning every situation of my life. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me a heart that believes. Thank you, Lord. Give me a heart that believes your word for every situation I found myself. A heart that believes what you tell me concerning the situations of my life. Lord, give me such heart. Thank you, Father. Give me such heart. A heart that believes and do exactly what you say. A heart that believes and does not lose faith. Give me such a heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that every heart of unbelief, every heart of carnality and worldliness in your life, inside of you, that is making it difficult for you to believe and trust what God is telling you, let the fire of the Holy Ghost remove that heart from you, and let the hand of God create in you a heart that believes everything God tells you, a heart that believes every revelation and instruction God sends to you, a heart that believes what God is saying concerning your present situation. Let the hand of God create such hearts in you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So now, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. In that Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus said, "He will give you rest. He will give you rest." Yeah, I discovered that many Christians don't know how much God loves them. Many Christians don't know how much God cares for them. They don't know how much God has great plans for them. You know, by the time I began to, you know, make deliberate decisions to die to myself, you know, as I begin to die to self, I now realize how much God cares for me. But because I was so full of myself, I never knew that God loved me so much. I mean, that God loves me so much. I never knew. In fact, I never knew that the plans God had for me was greater than the plans I was having for myself. I never knew until I begin to die to self. Until I begin to crucify my own selfish interest, carnal desires, worldly desires. That was when I realized that God really cared for me. And it is the same with you. It is the same with every Christian. So God really cares for us. In fact, there was a time God told me when I was asking him to do miracles in the lives of his people, he said he is more eager to do miracles than those people, you know, than the people want miracle. That he is more eager to do miracles in your life than you are looking for miracles. Yeah, but the problem is the fact that we cannot trust God. We cannot believe him, and it's because we are so selfish, we are so self-centered. We don't seek for God's glory. We seek for self-glory. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to pray sincerely. You're going to say, "Father, help me to see and discover how much you love me. How much you care for me." Is another revelation on its own. Yeah, God, when God began to show me how much he loves me, I was overwhelmed, and I was defeated. I mean, I was humbled. Maybe I should use that word. I was humbled. Yeah, because I saw that he loves me so much. Yeah, and the same with you. But he can show you. Maybe if he shows you, you will believe. Yeah, that is why I wanted to pray this prayer. I'm going to say, "Father, help me to discover. Help me to see and discover how much you love me. How much you care for me. Help me, Father." In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. It might be while you are studying the word of God that you discover how much He loves you. So Lord, help me to discover and to see how much you care for me, so that I will not hesitate to always take my problems, my issues of life to you for help and solutions. So Lord, help me to see and discover, thank you Lord, how much you love me, how much you care for me. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to die to self. Help me to stop thinking about myself. Help me to think about you, about pleasing you, about your will. Because when you think about yourself, you will not know how much God loves you. I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking from what has happened to me. When you're always thinking about yourself, all you care about is yourself, you will not know how much He cares for you. So Lord, help me to see and discover how much you love me and care for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, that scripture says, and I will give you rest. I believe there are some people here right now hearing my voice that the Lord wants to give rest. You know, God, I've seen your troubles. He has seen your sorrows. He has seen your pains. And He wants to give you rest. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you with my burdens. I come, I lift up to you pains. Say, Lord, touch me. Give me perfect rest. Give me perfect rest. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jesse heart is shingled now. Thank you, Lord. Mahade hendi Jesusa. Say, Lord, I come to you as I am. I come to you with my problems. I come to you with my pains. I come to you with my troubles. So Lord, I come to you with my captivities. I come to you as I am. The Lord, touch me and give me rest. Give me rest from pains. Give me rest from problems. Give me rest from problems, from troubles, from sorrows. Oh God, begin to pray. God is listening. The Lord is there where you are. And the hand of the Lord is stretched forth to you right there. Say, Lord, touch me and give me rest. Touch me, give me rest. Touch me, give me rest. This is the point where something is going to happen to you. Now is the point. This is the point where you get the miracle. Raise up your right hand, say, Lord, I come to you as I am. I come to you as I am. Touch me. Give me rest. You promised that rest in Matthew 11:28. You promised rest. You promised me rest. Lord, I come to you. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, give me rest. Give me rest from battles. Give me rest from oppressions. Give me rest from slavery. Give me rest from sicknesses and diseases. Give me rest from troubles and sorrows. Give me rest, O God of Israel. Give me rest, oh God. I believe you're praying because this is the hour you get the miracle. This is the point you receive a touch from heaven. Say, Lord, touch me. Touch me. Thank you, Lord. Touch me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? Yeah. I saw that some of you are having on you yokes, loads, and burdens that have been there for so long. You know, when you have been carrying a burden for so long, a load for so long, I'm talking of years, you have been carrying the burden, the yokes for years, you have been struggling, managing the situation or managing the problem, this is the time you will get your miracle. I mean, this moment is the time you will get your miracle. So you're going to raise up your right hand again. Yeah, because in that same Matthew 11, God said he will give you rest. And he said he will lift away that load from you. And then he will put his own yoke on you, not the yoke of the enemy. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, touch me and remove from my shoulders every yoke of slavery, every yoke of pains, every yoke of failures, every yoke of suffering, every yoke of problems I have carried on me for years. Say, Father, touch me now. Say, Father, touch me now. Destroy that yoke. Break that yoke. Remove that yoke. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishesate kanka jinte diande jilbelea. Erashta dana sataja sala. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, lift up the yoke. Take away the yoke. Destroy the yoke. Yoke of poverty. Poverty is a yoke. Scarcity, suffering, pain, sicknesses. Say, Father, destroy these yokes I have carried on me for years. Yokes of failures. Yokes of marital failure. Marital delay. Yokes of suffering. Yokes of hardship, difficulties. Say, Lord, remove them all. Say, Lord, remove them all. Say, Lord, touch me, remove them. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you are serious about this prayer. Say, Lord, touch me. Destroy these yokes. Touch me. Remove these yokes. Touch me now. Touch me now. Touch me now. Touch me now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Something is happening. So Lord, touch me. Touch me. Father, touch me, destroy yokes I have carried for years. Oh God, yokes I have carried on my body for years, yokes of darkness I have carried on my soul, on my spirit for years. Father, show me mercy tonight. Touch me, deliver me in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the yokes are breaking. I can see them breaking. I can see them breaking. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, touch me now. Break them all in pieces. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is done in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, hold me by the hand and take me into the realm where miracles happen to me face to face. Take me to the realm where I experience miracles face to face. The realm where I see your glory face to face. Say, Lord, hold me by the hand. Hold my hand and take me, just like a father takes the child on a journey into a new place. Say, Lord, visit me. Lord, by your mercy, hold my hand. Take me to the realm where miracles happen face to face. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, hold my hands. Come to me. Hold my hands. Visit me. Hold my hands. Take me to the realm where I see your glory face to face. Take me to the realm where I experience victory, real victory, face to face. Take me to the realm where I experience signs and wonders face to face. Take me to the realm where I see your power producing results face to face. Oh God of Israel, he can't touch that. Hold my hands. Walk me into that realm where I see miracles face to face. Where I see your power produce results face to face. Take me to that realm where I see victory happen face to face. Oh God of Israel, hold me by the hand. Take me to that realm. Take me to that realm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 4 more prayer points. Yeah, you see, it's going to take sacrifices to experience how will I put it? It's going to take a lot of sacrifices from you. You know, before you can begin to experience the greatness of God. Yeah, before you can begin to relate face to face with the realm of possibilities that is in God. It's going to take a lot of sacrifices from you. Yeah, and if you are willing to pay this sacrifice, you will see mighty miracles in your life. Yeah, you know, when I begin to walk with, when I began to know God very closely, God did not only show me miracles, or maybe I should say, God did not only perform miracles in my life. God showed me how to always see miracles, how to always experience miracles, how to always walk in the realm of miracles. And I discovered that it comes with a lot of sacrifices. A lot of sacrifices that many Christians today don't want to pay. And they want miracles, they want blessings. You cannot pray for long hours. And you want to see miracles. How is that possible? You cannot fast very often. I want to see miracles. How is that going to happen? Yeah. So there are sacrifices. You cannot live a holy life. Yeah. You love sin so much. You can't get rid of sin. And you want to see miracles. How will that happen? So you're going to pray. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to say, Father, give me a sacrificial life. You're going to say, Father, take away the life I am living now. Give me a sacrificial life. Give me a life that is full of sacrifices. A life that seeks the good of others more than the good of myself. A life that wants to help others and not seeking to be helped. A life that dies to self, that dies to the pleasures of this world. It's that kind of life, a life that is willing to go through pains so as to get God, so as to win the heart of God, so as to give birth to the will of God on earth, so as to bring down the glory of God, a life that is willing to go through pains. Lord, give me a sacrificial life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you think you already have a sacrificial life, ask for more. Ask for more. Say, Lord, take away the life I am living now. Give me a sacrificial life. Give me a life that is selfless. Give me a life that is not self-centered. Give me a life that does not care about what I will gain, but a life that is always giving out and does not care about gaining, but always giving. Give me such kind of life, a life that is willing to spend long hours in the place of prayer. A life that does not look at the hunger in my stomach. A life that does not seek comfort and pleasures. A life that is dead to pleasures, dead to self, dead to selfish interest. A life of sacrifices. Give me such kind of life. Thank you, Lord. I hope you're sincere about this prayer. So Lord, give me a sacrificial life, because that is the key to walking in glory. If you're going to walk in the glory of God, which is the realm of miracles, you have to live a sacrificial life. There's no other way to that glory. I don't know about the glory some people are preaching, but the glory that I know, that I've experienced, the only way into that glory is a sacrificial life. So Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, put upon me, put in me a strength that does not get weak, a strength that does not give up. Yeah, because the reason why some of you have not gotten a major breakthrough is because at the point you give up, you give up on praying for many hours, you give up on fasting, you give up on Bible study, you give up on meditation on the Word of God, you give up on spiritual exercises you have been doing before. You're going to pray and say, Father, put on me a strength that can't give up. Put on me a strength that does not get discouraged. A strength that does not get tired. Give me such strength, Father, that I may break through into the realm of victory and signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, put upon me such strength. Put upon me such strength. A strength that does not give up. A strength that does not get discouraged, even when every other person is discouraged. A strength that does not get tired, that does not get weary. Oh God of Israel, put in me such strength. Thank you, Lord. Put in me such strength. Put in me such strength. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 2 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You know, every time I studied the lifestyle of Jesus Christ when he was on earth, every time I study his life in the Bible, I always see the picture of a personality that does not believe in impossibility. Yeah. Jesus has never believed that something is impossible. he doesn't see any situation as a situation that has come to stay. In fact, when they brought some sick people to the disciples, and they could not heal the person, they could not cast out the devil, Jesus began to rebuke them. He said, what a faithless and perverse generation. He said, how long will I put up with you? Yeah. So Jesus was such a man. I mean, when he was physically on earth, he was such a man that never believed that there is something that is impossible. He looked at situations with this strong faith, with a very high faith. Yeah, a faith that does not believe in impossibilities. You're going to pray for that kind of faith. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, create in me a strong and high faith that does not believe in possibilities. Say, Father, establish in me a living, strong, and high faith that does not believe in impossibilities. Oh God, create such faith in me. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. When the Spirit of God tells you to go on a fasting, why do you always look at the pain the fasting will cause you? Why do you always look at the impossibility in that fasting? Why are you always seeing impossibility in things? Why? Say, Lord, create in me a living, strong, and very high faith that does not believe in possibility, that does not believe in impossibilities. Create in me such faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point before I will be praying for you. Yeah, another thing I saw, whenever I look at the life of Jesus Christ on earth, yeah, when he was doing his ministry, I saw, the picture of a person that carries a mighty presence of God, a powerful presence of God with him. Yeah, a presence of God that solves every problem. A presence of God that creates way when everything is saying there is no way. He carries such a presence of God that makes impossibilities possibilities. He carries such a presence of God that can do any miracle in the earth. You're going to pray for such kind of presence. Now raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, enthrone in my life, enthrone within me, enthrone around me, your mighty presence that solves problems. Your mighty presence that produce miracles, your mighty presence that make all things possible, enthroned in me, enthroned around me, such presence of yours, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. So Lord, enthrone in my life, enthrone within me, enthrone around me, a presence of heaven that destroys every darkness, a presence of heaven that consumes every witchcraft, a presence of heaven that consumes every principality and powers, a presence of heaven that unlocks every locks, a presence of heaven that opens every door, a presence of heaven that solves every problem, a presence of heaven that produces every miracle that is needed in my life. Oh God, enthrone in my life and around me such presence, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Let my whole life be immersed in such presence. So let my whole being be immersed in such presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So we are going to stop here, and I'm going to be praying for you. Yeah, we're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh God of Israel, Lord of hosts, mighty Savior, King of the universe, Ancient of Days, Almighty God, we worship and bless your name and praise you, for you are God. You are our Father.